With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration is showing its commitment to the pro-life community. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Not only did President Trump and Vice President Vance address Friday's March for Life, the Justice Department announced that it's scaling back prosecutions against pro-life protesters. The DOJ's chief of staff said prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or FACE Act, will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances. The announcement came after the president pardoned 23 people convicted of blockading abortion clinic entrances. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration launches a social media thread showcasing criminals arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement since the swearing-in of President Trump. The White House X thread shows 9 illegal immigrants who have been convicted of various crimes or have ties to gangs and terrorist organizations. The house cleaning continues as President Trump blows out 18 federal inspectors general. Saturday, a senior White House official confirmed the firing, saying the officials were let go because they do not align with the new Trump administration. Also at SRNnews.com, a Florida man is being held for making online threats against President Trump. George Williams has more on the story.
The FBI received a tip about posts on Facebook that led to the Friday night arrest of 46-year-old Shannon Atkins. He's charged with one count of written or electronic threats to kill, do bodily injury, or conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism. Atkins was arrested during a traffic stop and was found to have possession of cocaine, also leading to a drug charge. He's being held without bond and lives near Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. West Palm Beach police say the Secret Service will determine whether federal charges will be filed. George Williams reporting.
India has been creeping up the world watch list. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Every year, Open Doors U.S. puts out a ranking of the countries where it's most dangerous to be a Christian, and every year, India comes in higher and higher. In 2025, the giant nation just missed the top 10 worst, placing 11th on the list. This is significant because India is a key ally of the United States, which sees India as a critical counterbalance to China. But that makes it harder for Washington to take New Delhi to task for persecuting Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York roller derby league loses its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. A Nassau County judge has denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while its lawsuit is considered by the court. The county banned men from competing on women's sports teams at county-owned parks and recreational facilities last year. The Roller Derby League says it will appeal while the litigation proceeds. This is SRN News. President Trump declares a national emergency on the border with Mexico, saying America's sovereignty is under attack. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Active duty military arrived Thursday in San Diego and El Paso, Texas. It comes at a moment of relative calm after unprecedented turmoil. Arrests for illegal border crossings plummeted more than 80% to about 47,000 in December. That was down from an all-time high of 250,000 the same period a year earlier. Arrests fell by about half when Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders a year ago. And they plummeted by about half again when former President Joe Biden introduced several asylum restrictions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A flood watch is in effect through Monday evening, and Los Angeles County Public Works is preparing for possible mudslides. They say they're working with local and state agencies to protect against potential debris and mud flows in areas scorched by recent wildfires. More details at SRNnews.com.